ABC, 1070, Indianapolis.
Howdy, Xers. Welcome to MarketScope for April 2011. About a year ago, Mark Marino of Crystal Lake, Illinois, sent in a bunch of tapes of suburban Chicago stations from his neck of the woods. I thought I would throw them all together into a MarketScope. I hope you find it enjoyable.
On Saturday mornings, they have a real light and lively, cool talk show. Jake Hartford is on. He's formerly from WLS, but now he works at Chicago's Progressive Talk.
The bypass is great. You know what the best thing about the best view of Indianapolis is? It's the one that you get in the rearview mirror as you're leaving town. That's the nicest one.
Anyway, when we come back, we've got the presidential address coming up.
It's time for the halftime show,
by the way. He hits a home run.
It's a
home run
show.
Tonight, talking about small business. And then right after him, we're going to have Doug Brody. We're going to talk about the Avatar controversy and also the 50th anniversary of Psycho.
That's exciting.
Progressive Talk.
Bill Caiaccio. Our top story this hour. A blizzard pounds the Mid-Atlantic region.
You're listening to WCPT AM, Willow Springs, Chicago, WCPT FM, Arlington Heights, WCPY DeKalb, and WCPQ Park Forest. Now, Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM, presents the President's Weekly Radio Address.
Even though our economy is growing again, these are still tough times for America.
The station at 850 last year was CNN Headline News. Early, though, last year, they decided to make a change, and they're now brokered. They do a lot of Spanish and English religious programming. They call it The Promise.
You've been listening to New Vision, brought to you by New Vision Community Church.
Bienvenido a la mejor enseñanza cristiana en Chicago y suburbios. Aquí, en La Promesa, 850 AM, WAIT, Crystal Lake, Chicago.
Now, contrast that with the station at 1030 in Vernon Hills. They broadcast in Polish, and I don't believe they have any local programming of any kind. In fact, I believe the station is either run out of New York or Connecticut. Listen to the ID.
AM 1030 WNVR Vernon Hills, Chicago. AM 910 WRKL New City, New York. And AM 1580 WLIM Patchogue, Long Island in Southern Connecticut.
Sponsorem wiadomości jest Alpamanti Nissan. W trudnych czasach masz łatwy wybór. To czas dla kupujących. Tylko teraz, tylko tu, tylko w Alpamanti Nissan. Najniższe ceny i najkorzystniejsze finansowanie. Alpamanti Nissan. Ruch North i Manheim. Telefon 708-343-3800.
Radiowa audycja informacyjna.
Piąta minęła w Chicago, szósta w Nowym Jorku, w studiu Daniel Bociąga, Paweł Nawrocki. Zapraszamy na popołudniowe wydanie radiowej audycji informacyjnej.
Here's a station that, two or three years ago, got a much better frequency. They moved from 1560 to 1180. And now you can hear them in almost all of northern Illinois. They changed formats recently from a timeless favorites to a classic hits format, which is not a lot different, but in any case, they still present some important local programming. Let's give a bit of a listen to the new 1180.
That's weather on AM 1180, WFQR, the voice of Northern Illinois.
The local information you need and the classic hits you love. AM 1180, WSQR.
Classic rock and roll.
minutes after. It's Barbara Summers, and it's another weekend of the greatest hits of all time. And we're rolling to you through another hour of classic hits. Creedence Clearwater Revival now, down on the corner.
Down on the corner. 1180 WSQR.
Creedence Clearwater Revival down on the corner, and my best friend's son, he's over. We were watching American Idol last week, and he's got this thing that he goes to, and he listens to all these songs, and he was listening to that one in particular. I thought that's so cool, a 12-year-old listening to Creedence Clearwater Revival. And I'll have you know, John Fogelty did all the leads on that song.
The weather is brought to you by Splash of Color Paint, Windmill Plaza, DeKalb. Visit Al Hossman, DeKalb County's only independent Benjamin Moore paint dealer.
The WSQR Weather Watch.
Mike Spiel's weather forecast for Sycamore and all of DeKalb County on this Saturday, February 6th. Mostly cloudy, windy, and cold today.
Fishing Line and Outdoor Radio Show right here on 1180 AM WSQR Sycamore.
Locked on to the best music ever made. Classic hits on AM 1180 WSQR.
Northern Illinois, and your home for classic hits. AM 1180 WSQR, Sycamore.
A difficult search for survivors at the site of a gas-fired power plant explosion in Middletown, Connecticut.
When you think of a non-commercial educational station, do you think of news? Well, maybe NPR. But I gotta tell you something. The newscast you're gonna hear, I don't believe that any other non-commercial educational station in this country does a better newscast than the 7 o'clock morning news on WMBI-FM with Dave Mitchell.
Plugging you into the movies, I'm Bob Olszewski for Focus on the Family's Plugged In Movie Review.
All right, Bob, don't forget they review television programs and video games as well at PluggedInOnline.com. 7 o'clock, time for news at Moody Radio 90.1. This is WMBI-FM Chicago and HD1 Chicago.
We're at right now 33 degrees. We're headed to a high of 36, and maybe you see 1 to 3 inches of snow along the way as we head toward tomorrow. More on the Moody Radio weather in a moment. Democratic Lieutenant Governor nominee Scott Lee Cohen says he has no intention of dropping out of the race after details of his checkered past were made public. Cohen is acknowledging his 2005 domestic battery arrest, but says ex-girlfriend made false accusations and later dropped the charges. Governor Quinn called Cohen's situation troubling and suggesting the fellow Democrat move on.
If your personal situation distracts from the voters having a clear vote, then your obligation is to step aside and do it in a way that advances the public interest.
Governor Quinn and Cohen ran separately during the primary, but will appear together on the ticket in the general election.
We have a station at 103.9 who struggled to find its niche for a long time. But about 4 years ago, after our local station dropped oldies for Jack FM, they went oldies, and they're doing pretty well. They have a really fine website where I've won several prizes, and they have an interesting contest in the morning where they play a song backwards, and you try to guess it. That's called I Buried Paul. Later in the morning, they also have a feature called The Forgotten 45. And every now and then, they interview some pretty interesting guests like Gary Puckett and Tommy James. So let's hear a little bit of 103.9, the greatest hits of all time.
103.9, plays the greatest hits of all time.
Darling sings a love song like a bird.
The songs you grew up to, the songs you sing along with.
I'm 103.9.
Oye, como va? At Santana on Y103.9, 6:50 with Jim Shea in the morning drive. Becoming partly cloudy today with a high of 29.
It is 24 at Y103.9. You know about Jeffrey James and his great Saturday Night Live at the 70s show? Your chance to get half off restaurant certificates. You've heard about that. I'm just reinforcing it. It's good. If you have never tried the show, you got to check it out. You think shows don't play your requests? He does. And if he doesn't have it, he goes to a garage sale and he finds the vinyl. I'm telling you, this is the real deal. Saturday Night Live at the 70s with Jeffrey James on Y103.9. Here's that other Jeffy, the other white meat. 651, here's Jeff Trenina.
Route 59 has some stop-and-go traffic in between Route 64 and Carroll Stream and Route 20 in Bartlett.
Y103.9, greatest hits of all time. T-Rex, Bang the Gong, Get It On, 659. Jim Shea in the Morning Drive. Wednesday is on the highway, becoming partly cloudy with a high of 29 today. It's 24, Y103.9. Stu, I heard in your last news, Joe Walsh won his primary.
That's right. I remember you mentioning Joe Walsh sometime back. You saw some of his signs.
Yeah, I saw Joe Walsh's signs. So in the fall, he run. You could clear this up. Is he run in the runoff against Skynyrd or Molly Hatchett? Who is that?
I'm going to say Melissa Bean, but
Melissa Bean. Okay, I
Molly Hatchett. I like that. Yeah, bury the hatchet. If you win.
All right. It's 7 o'clock. It's news time. And here comes
Steve. This is the Y103.9 news update. Fox Valley weather, partly cloudy today. 29 the expected high. We're at 24 in Sycamore and East Dundee. I'm Stu Cohen on
Y103.9. Y103.9 is WWYW Dundee Elgin. We're the home of Jim Shea and the Morning Drive.
Look who's talking.
And the greatest hits of all time. All day.
Y103.9.
.703 more with our intern for the day, general contractor turned author, who has a book signing coming up, and we'll tell you about that. More with Dale Ostrowski and your chance to win at I Buried Paul on the way. Sweet Home Alabama, here's Lynyrd Skynyrd on Y103.9.
The first time I heard this station, they were carrying White Sox baseball and John Calhoun and the boys at the Satellite Music Network. Well, that all went by the wayside about 15 years ago, and they're doing a real fine job of playing adult contemporary hits and serving their community. They're also the only local HD FM station, and that is Star 105.5.
We'll take another look at your roads in about 10 minutes. I'm Jeffy T.
It is the Star 105.5 Love Triangle. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Dina.
Dina, you want to try the Star 105.5 Love Triangle?
Yes, I do.
You got to say it like that, though, like a Barry White. Come on, let me hear it.
I want to try the love triangle.
That's a sexy. I love it. Okay, here's how it's going to go down. You can win prizes from Anytime Fitness in Harvard, Nut and Candy Shop in Wakanda, or a goodie bag from our Avon lady, Erica Evans. You just have to name the three song titles or artists in whatever order, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. I'm going to play it for you, the love montage for a Thursday. Now, you laughed at the end there, which cracks me up because I threw that song in to see if I could throw you for a loop. But give me the song titles or the artists you just heard in the love montage.
Blues Traveler, Uncle Cracker, and Spandau Ballet.
You knew it! You knew it! You got it right. I mean, that's one of those classic. Yeah. You. I love it. Any movie where there's like a guy and a girl and it's slow motion, she's coming down the stairs for prom and dad's sitting there and it's like Spandau Ballet kicks in.
Yes.
I love it. Hey, I'm going to set you up with unlimited tanning for a month at Anytime Fitness in Harvard. You'll be able to get a nice base leading up to the spring and summer.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
And the next chance to play the Love Triangle will be coming up with Molly J at 11:10. And then this afternoon at 3:10 with Lisa Allen, all the details on the Star 105.5 Love Triangle. Give me one more time. Can you say Love Triangle?
Love Triangle.
Are up right now at star105.com.
Good news. Star 105.5 is now wireless.
Hey, that's great.
Download iPhone and BlackBerry apps at star105.com now. Star now goes where you go. Details at star105.com.
Your music variety. Star music starts now. Star 105.5, that's the latest from Carrie Underwood with Cowboy Casanova. Keep an eye out for her just before kickoff at the big game this coming Sunday. She will be there performing the national anthem for us. So, give us something to look forward to, right? 5:34 right now. I'm Lisa Allen. Stay close for Lady Gaga. We'll get to Uncle Cracker and do a little tub thumping as well, whatever that may be. Still happening in just about 3 minutes from now. Expect some snow showers tonight down to about 26 for the overnight low. Tomorrow, it's going to actually be like a mirror image of today for the most part. Snow showers in the forecast for us. We'll get up to about 32. The snow has not yet started where I'm at. Has it started where you are? Feel free to pick up the phone and let Colin and I know what's happening where you're at. We've got that Star Watchers hotline at 815-356-NEWS. And Lady Gaga Paparazzi, she's next here on Star.
Star is coming to a town near you. Get all the details. Star105.com.
Equity. That's a word we hear all the time without much thought to its meaning.
WZSR-FM, WZSR-HD1 Woodstock. Star 105.5. Your music variety.
Somewhere they're speaking, it's already coming in. Oh, and it's rising at the back.
Thank you, Mark. Well, next month we'll be horsing around in the heart of horse country. Remember, if you'd like to inform the world how great radio is in your town, why not record your local stations? And send your air checks to me, Phil Wayne, at 313 Spring Street, Upper Sandusky, Ohio, 43351-1652. The membership would be most thankful. Now, here are the musings from the members.
Every second counts at WWV. WWV. All the time, all the time. Same time, same station, every time. WWV. For a good time, call 555-4-WWV. WWV, for the time of your life. We'll be back with the time on WWV in just a minute. But first, here's another minute.
NBC News, 15-second opener closer, take 52.
This is Musings of the Members. The opinions are those of the speaker and do not represent the DX Audio Service, the National Radio Club, or its editors. Members may muse by calling the Action Line 24 hours a day.
Hi, my name is Mike Lance in Miami Beach. I joined the DX Audio Service, I believe, in the 1980s, around the end of the 1980s, around 1989. And the first DX trip I took was to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I told my folks at that time I wanted to go. They said, oh, you won't meet anybody there, or like you'll be going yourself, it will be difficult. I talked my mom and dad into letting me go. I went. I was living on my own at the time. And that's how I became friends with Ernie, and I became friends with many DX Audio Service members. Ernie Wislowski, I'm talking about, great friend, and I met a lot of nice people, Wayne Ryan, John German, Camille Petrucca, John Balker, Fred Bobby, and so many, many people. It's been great. I've been to 20 conventions, hope to go to the 21st convention, wherever that may be, but I enjoyed the DX Audio Service. I especially enjoyed the NIS Sounders, and I really enjoy the Market Scope when they play old tapes. of radio stations owe their checks. I'm definitely into radio. I keep up with it, and I love radio jingles. Keep up the good work. Congratulations. Happy 26th anniversary.
This is Tim Hendel in Huntsville, Alabama, and I congratulate the DX Audio Service on the anniversary. I've been a subscriber nonstop since 1985, just a few months after the magazine began. My main interests are shortwave, foreign language and ethnic radio, and NPR. I find that I almost never listen to commercial radio these days, and I really, really hate talk radio, especially the far right wing that seems to dominate talk radio. I think that talk radio and the ownership consolidation are the two things which have damaged commercial radio in this country more than anything else. I love the DX Audio Service, and I'll be a subscriber for as long as there is a DXAS.
Hello, DX Audio Service. This is Matthew Ellis in Springfield, Missouri. I've been a member since August or September of 05. Been enjoying it ever since and hope to keep continuing to enjoy it. I like to listen to a little bit of shortwave, a little bit of AM and FM DX, regular radio, lots of other things. Savvy 3 and good DX.
Hello, this message is for the Girl Scout in the household. In a day or two, your parent or guardian will receive an email message inviting you to be a Girl Scout voice and to share your Girl Scout experiences in a survey. Thank you.
Hello, DX Audio Service members. This is for this is Matthew Ellis in Springfield, Missouri. This information is for Dale in Kansas City. I just tried to find you with AT&T information 411, and it couldn't find you. I must be hearing your name wrong, so if you could give me a call at area code 417-839-9251, 417-839-9251, to get the shortwave CD, that would be great. 73 and good DX.
Hi, this is John Jones, Elmira Heights. I want to let everybody know that I've been doing the DX Audio Service since 2002. I got it from Victor Schmidt. He sent me a tape of it, and I've been going through that, and then I've been being involved with the DX Audio Service ever since. This is my ninth year, and I've always want to say thanks to Fred and Mark and the rest of the gang. It's a privilege to be part of the DX Audio Service. And that's for Tim Hendel. I found information about one station that does deal with HD, and that's WSKG in Binghamton. And we do have a monitor here in Elmira. 73 is good DX.
Hello, fellow DXers. Wayne Ryan in Brantford, Ontario. Well, Wednesday, April 13th is the big day for 1050 Chum in Toronto to go back to sports. I think they'll make it this time. They're going to have a TSN network, Telemedia Sports Network, radio network. That's been big on TV up here for some time on your cable networks and so on. I picked up Avon New York on 1040 WISL last weekend, which would have been over the weekend of the 12th of March, and came up very nicely. WHO on 1040 stayed up yesterday morning, the day after St. Patrick's Day, until after 7:30, I would say. And some of the other stations are still staying up. The Sky Wavers till about 9 or so. And Tim Hendel gave a nice report on All Things Radio about a new TEAC portable radio that he bought down in Alabama.
Well, this is Joe Schwab from Richmond, Virginia, on March the 19th, and I want to give you a few things about myself and also a couple of three updates that we've had occur here in the greater Richmond area. I've been a subscriber to the DX Audio Service since the early 1990s. I'm originally from South Carolina. I was born in 1953 down in Walterboro, moved to Sumter to attend school, and then graduated from the University of South Carolina in Columbia in 1973. 1978, I went to the Professional Academy of Broadcasting in Knoxville, where I received a degree in broadcasting. got a job in with a telemarketing agency for a while, and then during the late 1990s, I helped to syndicate and do sales for a afternoon talk show in originating from Columbia, South Carolina. I got married in 1999, moved to Richmond, Virginia, and to be closer to some of my family up here, moved back to South Carolina and then back to Virginia, and worked at WLEE in their sales department for a short time, and then retired after that. As far as things I like to listen to, I like to listen to shortwave radio, satellite radio, and, of course, AM and FM radio. Now to some news from the area. 1340 WHAP in Hopewell has become an affiliate of the Fox Sports Radio Network. They do have a couple of morning drive programs with nostalgia music and then country music. 1380 WBTK here in Richmond is running 2 hours of English programming with two syndicated religious programs and then contemporary Christian music between 7 and 9 a.m. The rest of the time they're in Spanish. 1350 WYSK in Fredericksburg is joined ESPN, and 1420 WKSW, I believe the call letters are, up in Fairfax has begun playing classic contemporary Christian music. That's all for now. 73s and happy DXing, everybody.
This is Camille Petrecca from Weathersfield, Connecticut. We have a new station at 1550 AM, which replaced the Disney station. The new station is WS as in Sierra, D as in Delta, K as in Kilo, and it is Christian. Have a happy spring, everyone. Bye for now.
And even the Girl Scouts seem to have found us on this edition of the DX Audio Service. How do they do that, anyways? I just got the number 2 months ago, and already I'm getting recordings on it. Oh, who knows? It's a brand new exchange in Delphos, Ohio, D-E-L-P-H-O-S, Delphos, Ohio, which is located about 20 miles to the west here of Lima. 419-741-0205 is the telephone number. And if you have an item about radio, some information about things going on, please give us a call. The only thing we ask is keep it brief and to the point. Make sure it's of interest to all of us. You might want to leave off stuff about, you know, LPFM stations in your area. Unless it's a really cool story, then we'd like to hear from you. But, you know, if it's something that nobody else has a chance of hearing, you might not want to leave the story on the musings to the members. A little bit about myself. I started out in radio back in April of 1968. Of really kind of strange circumstances, which I'll have to relate later because it's a long story. But didn't really mean to get into radio, but I sort of did. And been in radio ever since. And in 1985, I was approached by a couple blind friends who told me I was rather lucky for being able to read some of the tech magazines and free magazines that you normally get in the commission of your job. And I kind of thought about that here are some folks that did not have the opportunity to read some of this material. So we started putting together a plan for the DX Audio Service, which came to fruition in April of 1985. I was just at that point getting into television, and just so happened in June of 85, I got called by the chief engineer of the television station here in Lima, who was 70 years old and still trying to retire, and he talked me into leaving Detroit, the Motor City, and came down here to Lima, Ohio, which is the home of Kewpie Hamburgers and the M1A2 battle tank. And after a couple years, well, we had our first child. Debbie and I had Connie, which I think some of you old-time members remember. Actually, you did a couple stories on the DX Audio Service. She is now grown up, married, and moved to Amsterdam, New York, just outside of Schenectady, New York, and works for the Kohl's department store chain as a manager. And John is a junior in high school here in Lima, Ohio. Looks like he's either going to make his major in music and a minor in civil engineering or just the opposite. Personally, I'd like to see his major in civil engineering. That way he can have a really good high-paying job and then afford his toys. But anyways, we'll let John make out his own decision, hopefully going to college in a year or so. And I'm now the group chief for our company. We have television stations in Lima, Ohio, Louisville, Kentucky, Decatur, Illinois, and Boise, Idaho. So I do a lot of traveling and working on different projects, such as one of our stations is going to be seeking 1,000,000 watts of power. So working on that transmitter system right now. And let's see, what do we got going? Well, pretty much nothing really on the table so far, other than looks like over the perhaps school break in May and June and July, I think I'm going to try to redo again the old sheetrock announce booth and put a old radio console in here and get rid of the new console that we have here in the DX Audio Service, because I just like old retro stuff. So we'll see how that goes. And that's our musings to the members on this edition of the DX Audio Service. Oh, one quick thing, just a reminder to DX Audio Service members that if you have a broken tape, be sure to send it back, no questions asked, and it will be replaced for you. Please wait until the 30th of the month before reporting that your tape has not been received, as that is the due date. So in other words, this edition, the April 2011 edition, is not actually due in your hands until the 30th of April. So please don't call us until that time, because we don't want to spend a lot of time sending out tapes and paying for postage and stuff unless it really is lost. And a lot of times what happens is people panic and they want their tape, and we send them on another tape, and then they have two. Sometimes the second tape doesn't come back, and we're just trying to keep dues down. I think everyone can appreciate that, too, with the fact of the economy and everything. We just don't want to spend a lot of money and put us in the position of raising dues. I'll tell you what we do want to do, and that is improve our membership of the DX Audio Service. We'd like to get some new members onto the subscription rolls. We've had a few members pass away and some kind of get disinterested in radio and go in other directions. And we'd like to see if we can build up our membership ranks a little bit. We're about 10% down from what we were back in the 90s. So I'd like to build it up again. So if you know somebody, why not give them a copy of your DX Audio Service and tell them they might want to subscribe to this magazine. And let's see, I think we'll do some news and notes next.
This is your station for music, for news and sports. Now we must pause for a moment, our call letters to report. This is radio station.
From the National Radio Club, this is the DX Audio Service.
Your station for music and news and sports.
This is Bruce Winkleman with a story from Sean Axelrod's DX Toolbox from January 29th, 2011. This month, we'll revisit a topic we've covered before. The topic was NDB stations, or non-directional beacons. These beacons send out signals in Morse code on a continuous loop. In the Americas, they are found just below the broadcast band we all DX, or just above it. I'm going to list some targets for you to try for. 510 FA, Fairbanks, Alaska. 510 OF, Norfolk, Nebraska. 512 HMY, Lexington, Oklahoma. 513 PP, Omaha, Nebraska. 515 CL, Port Angeles, Washington. 515 ONH, Jefferson City, Missouri. 515 OS, Columbus, Ohio. 515 PN, Ponca City, Oklahoma. 515 SAK, Kalispell, Montana. 516 YWA, Petawawa, Ontario. 517 FN, Clinton, Iowa. 518-GCT, Guthrie Center, Iowa, 520-BHZ, Belo Horizonte, Brazil, 520-F9, Miramichi, Chatham, New Brunswick, 520-IQS, Salisaw, Oklahoma, 521-DWH, Houston, Texas, 521-GF, Cleveland, Ohio, 521-GM, Greenville, Malden, South Carolina, 521-INE, Missoula, Montana, 521-ORC, Orange City, Iowa, 521-RPK, Middlesboro, Bell, Kentucky, 521-TO, Topeka, Kansas, 521-TVX, Greencastle, Indiana, 523-JJH, Johnstown, New York, 524-5C, South Venture Platform, Nova Scotia, 524-AJG, Mount Carmel, Illinois, 524-HEH, Newark Heath, Ohio, 524-HRD, Hardin County, Texas, 524-MNL, Valdez, Mineral Creek, Alaska, 524-OUC, Iowa City, Iowa, 525-ICW, Nenana, Alaska, 526-OJ, Olathe, Johnson County, Kansas, 526-RWE, Camp Roberts, California, 526-ZLS, Stella Marie, Bahamas, 529-FDV, Nome, Fort Davis, Alaska, 529-LYQ, Morrison, Tennessee, 529-SQM, Level Island, Alaska, 530-ADK, Adak Island, Alaska, 1618-YPT, Usiminamas, Ipatinga, MG, Brazil, 1620-ZZ, Petrobras, 14 Platform, Brazil, 1635-ORI, Orito, Colombia, 1645-MLZ, Platform Merluza, SP, Brazil, 1659-PNQ, Mackay, Platforma SS-18, Quinze, RJ, Brazil, 1690-CXS, Caxias do Sol, RS, Brazil, 1700-CRJ, Parauapebas, Brazil. These stations are from my logs as well as from the RNA Signals website, which is located at http://www.classax.com. Another good reference is William Hepburn's Radio and TV DX Information Center, located at www.dxinfocentre.com/index.html. There are others in Europe and Asia, etc., but the odds of them being heard in North America are slim unless you are close to the coast. Check out some of these frequencies and see if you can hear code. Also, let us know if you're able to copy any of these stations. For the DX Audio Service, I'm Bruce Winkleman.
WOLF, Syracuse.
For those of you who are computer savvy and are looking for a nice piece of software for your computer to help you with your radio listening, James Niven posted a message in the NRC mail server about Total Recorder. Now, for those of you who don't know what Total Recorder does, it allows you to connect a radio to your sound card of your computer And then using this software, you can set up times when you want to record or perhaps FTP a program from another website, something that you might want to be able to listen to later. It's kind of like a radio version of a DVR like you'd have on your cable TV. I use it occasionally to record programs when I know I'm not going to be at home and I want to record off the radio a show or something that I can listen to later. Total Recorder has a new version which is available. It's Total Recorder Professional, and it's version number 8.2. Now, what's new in this new version? Well, the availability to listen to audio being captured from a soundboard. You can, for example, perform real-time monitoring of audio signals being received from an external audio device. You can send it to iTunes. iPod add-ons allow you to set the stored position and exclude from shuffle option when you send files to your iTunes or iPod. It has the availability to schedule jobs on multiple days of the week. And there's some other enhancements, too, which go along with this program. It's kind of a nice little program. Like I said, I use it a lot here at home to record shows. It also has a streaming add-on version that allows real-time transfer of audio being played back or captured by Total Recorder over a network or over the Internet. So if you get your radio via the Internet, there's another option for it. Look for them on the web. They are Total Recorder, TotalRecorder. At the beginning of this side of the magazine, you heard our little spoof on WWV. Well, actually, WWV is conducting a time and frequency user survey. The National Institute of Standards and Technology Time and Frequency Division is conducting a survey to learn more about its users and to find out how they can make its services more useful in the future. NIST services include stations WWV, WWVH, and WWVB, which provide reference time and frequency signals by radio. NIST also operates its Internet Time Service, which provides accurate time synchronization to computer systems and several other services that provide time information via telephone and web pages. John Lowe, who is the manager of the National Institute of Standards and Technology radio stations, WWV, WWVH, and WWVB, in Fort Collins, Colorado. He says that the survey should take just a few minutes to complete, and your input is greatly appreciated. If you use any of these services, and what radio amateur doesn't, please complete the following survey, which is online at www.tf.nist.gov/survey, S-U-R-V-E-Y, or contact WWV in Fort Collins, Colorado. Now, if you'd like to use the NIST time to set your clock or your watch, you can use it via telephone at one of these two numbers. Fort Collins, Colorado is 303-499-7111. In Hawaii, 808-335-4363.
At the tone, 15 hours, 0 minutes, Coordinated Universal Time. National Institute of Standards and Technology Time. This is radio station WWV, Fort Collins, Colorado, broadcasting on internationally allocated standard carrier frequencies of 2.5, 5, 10, 15, and 20 megahertz, providing time of day, standard time interval, and other related information. Inquiries regarding these transmissions may be directed to the National Institute of Standards and Technology, radio station WWV, 2000 East County Road 58, Fort Collins, Colorado, 80524.
And that's it for this edition of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. We'll see you in 30 days with more DX stuff. Remember, get out and support radio.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog.
hold it, hold it. Stop, stop, stop. Hold on. Wait a minute. This is our anniversary edition. We got to end this with some dignity, with some class. Let's go out in style, folks.
It has been a hard day's night, and I have been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel all right.
And that brings our programs to an end for tonight. Good night, everyone. Good night.